Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. It's August 22nd, and I'm wearing a Harlem Globetrotters fitted cap made by Rings and Crowns, purchased in-store at Lids. In our previous 225 episodes, we've covered quite a bit of ground on the topic of black baseball, but we've just barely scratched the surface on the history of black basketball's earliest days. On June 19th, we talked about Edwin Henderson, a Washington, D.C. gym teacher regarded as the grandfather of black basketball, and how the African-American community began to embrace the game in the winter of 1904-1905. 2 decades on, a team of ballplayers primarily from Chicago's Phillips High School would come together as the Harlem Globetrotters. Their groundbreaking European tour in 1950 led to a follow-up in 1951, their first outright deployment as ambassadors of goodwill and democracy. On this date in 1951, the Globetrotters took on the Boston Whirlwinds in front of a crowd of more than 75,000 at West Berlin's Olympic Stadium. The U.S. State Department organized the game to draw attention away from the World Festival of Youth and Students, which had attracted tens of thousands of Soviet bloc kids to East Berlin. Ostensibly, the contest would demonstrate to Stalin and his commie buddies that, thanks to American democracy, blacks were on a level playing field, or court, with whites. Of course, the irony here is that, like all other blacks, the Globies were subject to the segregation and racism of the Jim Crow era when traveling in huge swaths to the U.S. But hey, never let facts get in the way of a good narrative, right?